If the truth they speak is saving lives, we should listen.
You can't handle the truth.
You don't want to hear the truth.
And it's 18 past the hour, one of my favorite parts of the show. Let's welcome him in, CNN's Don Lemon. How are you, Don?
My God, good morning. Tom never says it's his favorite part of the show.
Oh, but it is.
Lord
but it
knows
really
Jay
is.
Never says it.
It's my favorite part of the show. What up, Don?
Good morning. Y'all ready for some turkey?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Yes. Yeah.
And the dinner, too.
Yes. I know. Yes. I've already put on just 15 pounds thinking about it.
Right?
Listen, I have been waiting for this poll, to come out, and I don't know if in some ways if I, you know, force CNN to do it, but CNN and the Kaiser Foundation have come up with a new poll with the U.S. presidential campaign in full swing, the issue of race relations in America front and center, as you guys know. Add to that all these protests that's happening all around the country involving the treatment of people of color by law enforcement, talking about blacks and Hispanics. So with all of that in mind, CNN and the Kaiser Family Foundation, which is a nonprofit group that researches healthcare and other issues, we have partnered together to conduct a survey on Americans on race. The intent of this survey is to produce a nationally representative poll on race and ethnicity to analyze how different groups feel about important issues that they're facing in their daily lives. It provides a look at how Americans of different races, ethnic groups, how they feel about race relations, discrimination, unfair treatment by police, and social and economic inequality. So here is a very important number for you, okay? Mm-hmm. That number is 49. 49% is the number of people who think racism is a big problem in America. 49%, however, the number of people who think racism is not a big problem in America. What does that show you? Mm. That shows you that we live in two different worlds many times. Why does the number look like it is? Why is it evenly split between Americans? Why is that such a big deal? Because, pay attention to this, 1995, okay? I just told you 49. But in 1995, 41% of people polled said racism was a big problem in America. You would think as we go forward, right, that less people would think that. But also, I'm going to skip forward to 2011, a couple years after the president was elected. Only 28% of people thought it was a big problem. Now it's 49% of people. They think it's a big problem in America. That is a huge jump in percentages. It's not surprising. What's not surprising in this poll, blacks, whites, and Hispanics see race issues differently. 43% of whites say that race is a big problem in America, as compared to 65% of Hispanics and 66% of blacks think race is a big problem in America. Why the difference in perception? When this poll is fully revealed, it's going to be revealed tonight on my show, CNN Tonight with Don Lemon. It's going to show surprising information about where people believe the current racism stems from. What was surprising to me is, was it institutional racism or discrimination, or was it individual prejudice? The survey was conducted between August 25th and October 3rd of this year. It is eye-opening, to say the least. Is it easier or tougher for you to reach the American dream than it was for your parents? Is that because of racism? Do you hang out with people who are your same ethnicity or not? Which race does that? What about working with people? Which race works with more diverse people than other races? It's a very eye-opening survey that's going to be revealed tonight on CNN.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were you prepared? Did you have any preconceived notions before?
I did. I actually did, and the institutional and the individual prejudice is the one that was surprising to me. What was also surprising to me is you would think, and I'm maybe giving it away a little bit, you would think as time goes on that younger people would hang out with people who are more diverse than they are, mm-hmm. right, that we all wouldn't sort of hang around the same people. Those numbers were surprising to me. And the numbers were surprising about police as well, mm-hmm. because we see things in the news, right? We read social media. We see all the uproar. But do those numbers really reflect that? Is that real or is it perceived racism that's happening in America? It's surprising. Very surprising poll.
Yeah, that's very interesting, the social media and then what you see in the news.
Yeah, and is it because there's more cell phones, there's more video, we have more access to to video that we actually see it, what's real and what's perceived. That's what we're going to show you. That's what we're going to reveal to you tonight.
It's going to be interesting, the ongoing discussion about this, especially in light of Donald Trump and all of that. Your boy.
And I think I'm going to interview him today. So.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's a scoop.
I'm waiting in my office to see with bated breath.
Good luck.
Thanks, Don.
Thank you. Happy turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.